They told me what you doing. I said, what I'm about to do is turn the fuck up.
Hey, this is Grizzly Cowdrick, and you're listening to Dark Match Podcast.
This is the hottest sensation in pro wrestling today. Outlandish Zicky Dice. And you're listening to the Dark Match Podcast.
This is Jesse Mack, and you're listening to the Dark Match Podcast. I'm way too tired for this shit.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
So are you still in like the same boat as me? Like you've just kind of written off like everything like WWE. Like, have you watched any of it since?
I keep up with it more on like YouTube and Instagram things. Like, I'll read up on it more like the next day. Like, I don't understand like this new Raw Underground.
I think they want to do like a fight club of some kind. Like,
that's exactly what it is. It's their version of Fight Club, but it's just, it feels, everything I've seen, it just feels extremely forced.
Well,
like, I understand, obviously, it's WWE, you gotta make it feel more realistic.
I agree. Like, I think that they're trying to do, like, the transition of, like, Bloodsport. I think it's their way to bring Karrion Kross up to the main roster down the road.
I think this is just their way to just bring Shane back, this was kind of Shane's idea, but at the same time, it's, hey, I haven't been here for a while, let's get me back on here, because obviously the product kind of, like, I understand you can only do so much with it, but right. I feel like they're just running out of ideas.
I don't think they're running out of ideas. I think they're just literally just trying anything to gain more momentum, because there's people like us that we talk about it nonstop. Well, we have been fans our entire lives, but like Monday nights, like, we're not running towards the TV to watch Monday Night Raw. We'd rather just like catch it on, like, whether it be on Instagram, on social media. Like, we'll go on Twitter, find out what we missed, and then we'll go back and we'll just watch that one moment after the fact. Like, we're not going to go and watch it. So they're trying to get these small little, like, they're playing to like attention spans, but nonetheless, I haven't even watched like an actual full episode of Raw in a very long time. And the last time like that I watched a segment was actually earlier today. I wanted to see, there was that absolute brutal beatdown. Like, I saw a picture on like Instagram of Dominic Mysterio. Dude, those look fucking brutal.
Yeah, I started seeing this, like, the segment, and yeah, they like tied him into the ropes, and then they just beat him from both sides.
Like a fucking pinata, dude. But either way, you got SummerSlam coming up. I don't even know
what it is.
I was literally going to ask you what it was. I have no idea either.
Like, I honestly know what?
It's the 23rd. It's on my daughter's birthday.
That's how bad to me this product currently is the fact that I have no idea.
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't know any of the matches. The only one I know is Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, and
yeah, that's about it.
I heard it, and I think, how did we get here?
He just started beating people up, and
which is
like
good.
He went through Edge, he went through Big Show. I thought he went through someone else, and then he's like, okay, I want the title, and this is now how they're gonna. Now they're gonna make Randy Orton what, a 15-time champ?
I think 14.
He's somewhere in there.
Yeah, he's close. He's close.
But it's going to be that, and then he's just going to hang on to it until Edge is kind of healthy and ready, and then they're going to have some sort of match. They're going to give it to him, and then he's going to drop it to somebody who comes up from NXT. I don't know who.
Yeah, probably Keith.
Like, I don't know when that may be. Ooh.
We're going to touch on that in the back end. We'll touch on that in the back end. Obviously, we also want to touch on IWC this past weekend, Base Brawl.
That's very true.
So, a lot of things happening there, but obviously, before we get there, we have a little bit of a spoiler with our interview here today. We finally got a tag team back on, so let's just dive right into our interview right now. House real big. Real big. Everything real big. Rims real big. Pockets real big. Rings real big. Let me
fucking big time. King of the hood, everything wood. Look like a forest in that bitch and I'm a pud. Master sofa set, big open deck. Hardwood flows in that bitch that connect. From the front to the back, nigga top that. 6'15" in the motherfucking deck. Push that button, microwave oven.
So Dave, obviously this past weekend we missed another fantastic opportunity to go to IWC. Now,
well, quit working, dude.
I would love to, trust me. And with how this past weekend went, I would have much rather been at a wrestling show or anywhere else other than that freaking place. That was absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, we'll talk about it on the back end of the show. But I premised a question to you, and it's in regards to the next IWC event at Bronzeville Drive-In coming up, and a big opportunity for our guests here today. Huge opportunity, which we're going to get to, but I premise a question to you. So live on the air, I'm gonna ask you right now, are you coming on the road trip with me? I'm putting you on the spot.
If I am coherent that morning, yes.
So the answer is yes. So I'm just going to throw you in the back seat of a car. I'm just going to keep feeding you alcohol, and then we'll get there.
You may have to come pick me up from my lady's house.
That's fine. That's completely fine. I'll drag you out. I'll drag her out too. It's fine. We'll make a day out of it. We'll have some fun. So you heard it here. Dark Match Podcast will be at the next IWC show coming up at the end of the month. But if you needed another reason to be there, here's an even bigger reason than just us being there. This should be the main reason why you're here. We have the number one contenders for the IWC Tag Team Championships on the line. You've been calling it hype for months and months. We have been behind this hype train, saying it ain't hype. They're destroying everybody. Ever since they teamed up, they partnered themselves up with John McChesney. I just kind of gave it away here for the intro. But they've been destroying everybody. This past weekend, they took out the main event. They've taken out Hardcore Hooven and also Jamie Jameson. And soon, they're going to be taking on Steak and Eggs to become the new IWC Tag Team Champions. And we'll see how that goes down at the end of August. Tickets are available if you haven't gotten yours yet. But right now, we have Zach Nystrom and Elijah Dean Mandime, as you know him, of Team Big League.
Yes,
first
sir.
And foremost, gentlemen, congratulations, first off. Because body up, holy shit, you guys are jacked.
Just body up. That's just what we do, man.
Well, and all these people that have been sitting on the couch, kind of like myself, watching Netflix, really not doing a whole lot. Yeah, well,
me
us,
too.
Yes, us too.
Yeah.
But you
Johnny
guys
Pass joining you.
What's that?
Johnny Pass joining you in this like sitting on the couch movement.
I don't know. He's looking pretty good. I don't know. He looks good. He doesn't.
He can still do more athletic shit than I can. So
yes,
he looks like shit. All right.
All right. Well, congratulations to you guys. You guys don't look like shit, and I'm sure we're gonna go down the roster of other people that look like shit in your opinion. But in ring performance wise as well, you guys. It doesn't matter how you look or what you do. As long as at the end of the match, your arms are raised. And now, what is it, 6-0, 7-0, I believe you guys are?
It's 5-0, soon to be 6-0.
Thank you. So I'm predicting the future here. So soon to be 6-0,
yeah,
new IWC.
Long overdue.
So how did this all come about? Because we were obviously in the crowd when this all went down. Team Big League got back together, and Zach Nystrom joins Mandime in Team Big League. And you guys have just been destroying it. So how did this all come into play? Because for the longest time, we thought that Team Big League was in the past, and it was kind of like, and I can insert any sports team here, you kind of just reminisce on the past greatness. But now here we are, we're reliving a new dynasty, in as some of you have described it. So how did this come into play?
You know, it's just it's three individuals with a similar vision. You know, we all have similar interests also. So backstage, we've all three got along. And it was something in the plans for months. So it was just about timing.
And
you
picked the perfect time.
This didn't happen overnight, man. This was months and months of planning and putting a solid plan together.
Yeah, and definitely picked the perfect time to strike, too, right at the right moment. You come out, you think you're talking to Andrew Palace. Next thing you know, gets knocked out. Then you come out, everyone thinks you're talking to Spencer Slade. What happens? Up, Zach's back on his feet, and he's knocking him out. And you've been doing that to every single person in the ring with Team Big League ever since. But there is this question, and I apologize in advance. We've been hearing for the longest time this fourth member. Four members of Team Big League. Are we understanding this correctly? Because this has been in the works for months. Is that fourth member just waiting and cherry-picking his moment or her moment? Or?
I mean, there isn't a plan with Bill Collier because he was a former member of Team Big League. And obviously, he wanted to be an asshole and side with the ass-kissers, but that didn't end too well in his favor. You know, he hasn't been on too hot of a streak since. We might have someone hand-picked. We might not. It's just about, like I said, timing, and you never know. Not a big roster, and you know, I'm not a big fan of about 75% of the roster, but let's just say could be someone on there, might be someone, you know, somewhere else. You'll just have to wait and see.
And more reasons to come to the IWC shows as well, which I'm sure you're talking to ourselves as well. So Dave, once again, you are coming, right?
Sure.
If you're not coming, clear your schedule.
Yeah, like, clear your schedule. I actually called off that Saturday, too, because I'm sick and tired of missing shows. And heaven forbid, there haven't been a whole lot since. But, I mean, I missed two, and I'm having separation anxiety. So, Dave, you're jumping in the car. We're driving down there. We're watching IWC. And then maybe we'll try to sneak into, like, PNC Park or something like that. I don't know. I think they're playing the Indians that day, too, so might be worth the travel. I don't know. I don't follow the schedule. I mean, no. They can't even follow
protocol. We'll talk about it later.
We will talk about it later. They can't even follow protocol. They're going to ruin it for everybody. But kind of taking a few steps back, obviously you guys were on this hot streak before everything happened with COVID-19, quarantine, the governor and everybody and their sister telling you, hey, you can't go to the gym. You can't do this. You can't do that. Hey, no professional wrestling. I mean, you guys got it better than us, granted. You guys have it better than us. You guys can at least have wrestling shows. We've been told no combat sports until 2021. So you can't even wrestle in Ohio. So you guys are doing everything that you can to bring entertainment to the fans and the masses. But when that news hit for both of you being on such a hot streak and you're being told, hey, you don't know when you're going to wrestle again, where was your mindset overall to stay at that top spot and keep your eye on the prize where most people find complacency, like ourselves, we'll admit it. But how did you guys stay motivated overall?
It's kind of just one of them things where you got to keep doing what you're doing. You know that you know, a lot of people will work hard when people's looking and when everyone's staring at you, but it's different behind the scenes to put in the work. You know, gym shut down, and obviously I wasn't a fan of it. I straight up told the governor on Twitter, look, man, you open these gyms, or I'm going to take your wife. So, I mean, before the gyms opened, I had to build a fucking power rack out of wood. I'm not a hands-on type of guy, though. It wasn't the easiest thing to do for me. And I got it done, and I kept, you know, watching film, doing et cetera, and it helps that when you're a natural athlete like myself and Nystrom, and you know, Nystrom can tell you he spends some time, you know, bodying up. Let him know, Nystrom.
Oh yeah, man. I think that's kind of what separates us from the rest of the pack, man. We're probably the hardest workers in IWC in any locker room we really go to, man. We're focused on the goal, and we never lose sight of that. I've spent quarantine putting on about 20, 22 pounds of mostly pretty much pure muscle, so I think that says it all right there about staying focused on your goal.
Now, for yourself, what did you do when the gyms closed down? Did you find yourself building a gym in your basement, kind of going on like Facebook Marketplace, looking for any type of weight equipment you could, or did you already have the gym set up in place?
I've got a few connections around the city, so I found a way.
Now, what would you recommend to someone like myself that took quarantine and instead of building 22 pounds of muscle, probably put on about 22 pounds of crunch wraps or somewhere around there? Now,
quit eating crunch wraps.
Thanks. Yeah, you sound like my wife. But would you recommend to individuals that are looking to get back into, whether it be the gym or get back into a fitness plan? What, and if you're willing to share, what kind of advice would you give to those that are looking to body up and at the same point find a body up shirt?
I would tell you, get on your computer, type in Team Big League, print out a picture of Team Big League, hang it on your wall so you can look at it every single day and remind yourself, this is what I need to look like. Not an easy task. Put it on your fridge, put it in the bathroom, put it everywhere. Just to remind yourself, this is what I need to look like. You know, get to the grocery store, get yourself some steak, some chicken breast, some rice, you know, some real good shit, and get your fat ass on a treadmill. That's what I would tell someone that needs to body up.
Yeah, man, I'd even take it a step further. I might print out that picture, tape it right above your bed. We're the first thing you see in the morning, we're the last thing you see at night, man.
Are you guys currently marketing your body up shirts?
You know, we might just keep it exclusive. We might, once we're allowed to interact with the mouse breathers again, we might do a run with them. But to be honest, I'm not like all these other dorks, and I know Maestrum isn't either. We're not like these losers that desperately need the money. Like, we're not putting out, oh, please go buy my t-shirt off prowrestlingtees.com. I really don't need the cash. Like, I'm well good. And, you know, Big League sending me a new suit every single month. So I'm not really worried about, you know, selling these exclusive t-shirts just yet. It's, well, build the hype. Make you idiots want these t-shirts. And then, when the time's right, I will. We might do a run on them.
So, overall, you say that you're not strapped for cash. And I've seen plenty of videos of you guys out and about enjoying yourselves and partaking in some beverages and hustling as well. But I think a lot of people want to know, what is your drink of choice? And now, obviously, people could say Cristal and things along that nature. What's your go-to beverage on an outing with Team Big League?
Well, when I'm out, you know, when me and McChesney's out, we're both Ron's a Jack and Diet Coke type of guy. I'm just a straight Jack and regular Coke type of guy. Nice cream. He actually doesn't drink alcohol. That's our wheel man, my guy.
So, yeah, I'm a little bit too much of an athlete. I have my gallon of water on me at all times, so that's about all I'm sipping on, man.
Yeah, I actually was at a wedding this past weekend. I watched my groom, and while you guys were becoming the IWC number one contenders for the tag team championships, I was watching a groom at a wedding consume an entire bottle of Jack Daniels on his own. So kudos to you. I can't do Jack. My go-to is typically like Johnny Walker or some type of vodka of some kind, whether it be Tito's or Kettle One, things along that nature. So I've never really been a Jack kind of guy, and I know I can't do it.
If I'm celebrating, I might do some Copper 12, you know, maybe some top shelf vodka or rum, but, you know, if I'm just keeping it casual, it's just a nice Jack and Coke.
Yeah, like if I'm keeping it casual, I'm doing like a vodka lemonade, maybe like a vodka Sprite Zero is my go-to recently if I'm keeping it casual. Like if I'm out and about, I'm partying, like I'll go like Johnny Walker or like some type of scotch or even like Jameson at times as well. What about you, Dave?
Whiskey all day, my friend.
Yeah, you can't get me to do whiskey. So back in the day, I mean, I used to drink Jaeger like I was a college girl. Like I will
down some Jaeger bombs. That's a go-to for men.
I can't do it anymore. Like I think I just like outdrank my entire I don't know. It's kind of like when you eat something like every single day and you just can't stomach it anymore. I never got sick on Jaeger, but I can't do it anymore. And I still have friends that will like meet us out at the bar and they'll get me a Jaeger bomb. I'm like, I haven't done those in like 5 years. So kudos to you. I can't do Jaeger, but you said whiskey, Dave. What's your like go to? Is it?
He's Crown. Not, it's always Crown.
Always Crown. Now, have you dabbled into like the flavors of Crown or no?
Crown Apple's pretty good. I will say Crown Apple's is literally like a liquid caramel apple. After that, not so much.
Yeah, like I like a shot of Crown Apple. Like if there was a shot of choice, if I'm not doing like a mixed shot, if I'm not making like the black apples, which I highly recommend to anybody, you go to a bar, you order a black apple, just tell them instead of Crown, give me Black House. It's actually pretty tasty. But like if I get like a straight shot, I want like a Crown or a Crown Apple. One thing that someone gave me was when he told me about it, I was like, that sounds disgusting. It was that Crown Caramel. I don't know if they still make it, but it was Crown Caramel and Dr. Pepper. Actually wasn't that it bad. It sounds awful.
Dr. Pepper's terrible in the first place. So
I agree. So that's definitely not my first drink of choice. But made it in a shot form, it was pretty tasty. So, but it had alcohol in it, so that's probably what made it a plus sign. So, now, you had mentioned, Nystrom, that you are constantly with a gallon of water. Now, is that kind of a part of your regimen every single day? You consume a gallon of water, 2 gallons of water. Is that in your workout regimen, or is that just your preferred drink of choice?
I'm about 2.5 gallons of water every day right now. I'm in the gym cardio for about 45 minutes in the morning, almost about 2 hours in the gym every day. I'm sweating a lot, and I'm not trying to lose that weight, so I got to keep my water intake high. It's just a part of bodying up, man.
Are you, like, peeing every 20 minutes?
I think I've adapted to it. I don't think there's any bladder issues.
Yeah, like because I started and I transitioned when I started working out before the quarantine kind of happened. I was down about 45 pounds, and I was drinking a gallon and a half a day. But like you do kind of adapt to it, but it was really hard transition, especially if you don't drink water regularly, and you go from like coffee and energy drinks to straight water, and you're drinking a gallon and a half. Like you're running to the bathroom every like 20-30 minutes when you first start, but your body does kind of adjust to it. So you start off with cardio. Are you doing more like treadmill, bike, or are you doing a little bit more hands-on like kind of doing like ground game, or are you jumping into a ring? What exactly are you doing in the morning? Kind of walk us through your daily regimen.
I'm on the assault bike probably 2-3 times a week. And then I'm down in the ring training probably about three times a week also, man.
Dime, what about yourself?
You know, I'm more of an elliptical guy. That's just me at the gym. I ain't going down to that ring unless I have private ring time. That's a big thing for me. You know, I'm not a big fan of seeing other faces, especially ones I don't like. So when I get there, I get there. That's just how I look at it. You know, when you're as good as me, you don't need much training. And when you got a fucking meat man of meat, just look at him. Fucking nice him. When you got that man washing your back, come on. You're solid.
Very true. It's always good to have somebody that has your back nonstop. So, now, you mentioned that you were watching film during quarantine as well. Were you watching more IWC, or were you kind of dabbling into old school, trying to get your game stepped up a little bit, or were you just kind of focusing on your own matches in itself?
You know, I always watch myself. That's a big thing about me. But, you know, I dabbled into different tag team matches in IWC, just to scout a little bit, just to scout our opponent. And, you know, after I did that, I went back in time, because I'm not a big modern day type of guy. So I went back in time, watched some old tag team wrestling, just to get some ideas for what me and Nation can do when we're in there, you know, how to manipulate the other teams and just get advantage. So that's what I was really watching, just a lot of old school type shit and a little bit of scouting here and there, you know. Big match coming up with Steak and Eggs, I gotta see why they're undefeated. Like, what's the goal for us to win this match? How do we
how do we end this undefeated streak of this team? And honestly, it's eat bulk out the match. I think it's simple as that.
Well, yeah, you take out the eggs from steak, and obviously you definitely elevate your chances a little bit. So, and then it's just 2-on-1 at that point. So, yeah, you eliminate eggs, and your chances
a lot.
So you said that you were watching a little bit of old school. What kind of tag teams were you kind of going into? Were you going back to like the Arn and Tully days, or were you going a little bit further back?
Yeah, no, watching a little bit of the Brain Busters, a little bit of Gino and Chris Adams, watching, just those type of guys, seeing what they're all about.
Now, were you kind of dabbling into other promotions as well, or just overall Brain Busters?
Just all over the place, you know. Old WCW, old WCCW, a little bit of old WWF, just all the classics.
Gotcha. What about yourself, Nystrom?
I'm a bit of a wrestling purist. I like watching my old school wrestling. I'm a big fan of Arn and Tully. I'm a big fan of Dr. Death and Terry Gordy. Just some big mean tag teams, man. I think we need to be a little nasty in the ring, and I don't think a lot of teams are doing that. We're gonna bring that back here.
Just more like Brain Buster type deal, or what? Kind of emphasize on what you mean by that.
It's just tag team wrestling. It's changed since the real heyday of it. I think in the wrestling business as a whole, it's taking a little bit of a back seat. And there's a couple teams now that are trying to bring to the forefront, and we're going to bring back some old school tactics and bring back tag team wrestling what it once was, and kind of make it the main event of the show.
Do you think that's kind of been the downfall? Why Team Big League kind of came back to reintroduce this, whether it be like knock 'em out type wrestling, to the forefront?
I mean, when you got guys like Johnny Patch on the show doing that stuff that he does, and he doesn't do it really that well either, it kind of makes the whole crowd look bad, you know? Where he and Dime are an example of what wrestling should be, of what wrestlers should look like. So we're just trying to get, I think Dime said it on Facebook the other day, trying to get the action figure collectors, the guys that just want to tell people they're wrestlers, sort of they can take the back seat, and guys who really are wrestlers, like us, can go to the forefront.
Yeah, you see, Team Big League wants, we want, like, hot women to like wrestling. It's a big thing with us. There's a lot of dorks now in wrestling, and not just like Johnny Bass. We're talking about, like, you know, the Andrew Palaces of the world, the Jack Pollocks of the world, people like that are just, you know, not really good for the wrestling business. Women take one look at them and they think, oh, you're one of those guys. You're a dork. You're a pretend wrestler, I should say. When me and Nystrom, you know, we might dress up, we might look, you know, top of the line, but when it comes down to it, we got to take off our dress shoes and put on our work boots, we get in that ring and we show what real, true men are. And that's what hot women want to look at. They want to see guys like us. So we're trying to, you know, get an audience that hasn't been around in wrestling for a very long time, you know, since the old days. So that's what we're trying to get back.
Well, you touched on Facebook, and I definitely want to touch on some of the trash talking that comes your way, whether it's you're welcoming yourself to it or it just kind of happens. You comment on something, then someone's got something to say. But kind of taking a step back to this last Saturday, I do want to kind of get your insight on this, not revolving around your match, but it's definitely a topic that's been brought up quite a bit. And it's a simple question. Jock Sampson, was he screwed or no?
You know, I think Plummer has it out for him, to be honest with you. I get that, you know, Jock can be a mean, nasty guy, and I respect that, but there's no reason for the boss to be treating you like that. And I'm a big Jimmy Vegas fan, too, and I'd like to see Vegas and Jock just get that one-on-one without a ref jumping in and chopping somebody or the boss himself putting his hands on talent. I think that's bullshit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's just unprofessional, man. That's not how you run a business.
Yeah, and especially with, at the end, he kind of helps out Jimmy Vegas, and then Jimmy Vegas goes and stuns him anyway over a White Claw. Like, what's going on there? He helped you out.
It's a White Claw.
Very true. Yeah.
Vegas ain't... He's a little buddy-buddy with Plummer. He's a smart guy. So, if he can... You know, he saw the regulators around ringside. He knows that in the back of his head. So, I mean, I don't blame Vegas for letting the ref and Plummer get a piece of the jock, but I don't blame Jock either for being as pissed off as he is. That was me at one point, actually, if you go back in time. When I was wrestling with Founding Fathers, Vegas took me and Potter chopped the shit out of me. I think the ref needs fined.
Yeah, I just... There's a lot of people that think that at our next event... At your next event, that Jock deserves another shot. They don't think he got a fair shake, to be honest. And
I don't blame him.
I'm a huge Jock Sampson fan, and as is Dave as well. We're also big Jimmy Vegas fans as well. I would love to see that match again, but just like you said, I'd love to see it where there can't be any interference. What's one way to avoid that? Maybe put him inside of a steel cage. The only way that you can win is not by pinfall. It's either by escaping or giving up. No pinfall inside of the ring. It's either you get out or you give up. And that's how you determine a true winner right there. Steel cage match at the next event. Jock Sampson, Jimmy Vegas. You give up or you get out. Plain and simple. You don't have any. Yeah, you don't have to worry about any interference.
Yeah, write a letter to Plummer. You can get it to happen.
Well, maybe they should hire me. I don't know.
Plummer will shell out the money for it.
I mean, I know they got a steel cage. They put on an entire event called Cage Fury. I know they got one laying around somewhere. Why not put it over there?
Probably just give a title match to one of his buddies again, like Andrew Palace or Jack Pollock, if that's what he does. I mean, John McChesney's been handling some big league business. And to be honest, if I'm big league, I ain't coming back until I get a title shot, because that's what he deserves. So, Plummer, he just stopped picking favorites, and he kept giving the deserving men chances at titles. I mean, me and Nystrom had to win 5 matches in a row, beating some of the best talent that he could throw at us, including the main event, who was 3-time tag team champions, and we still won. So, I don't know what this dude's deal is. He just has something against people.
Yeah, we've already beaten 2 former IWC Tag Team Champions. We beat the main event, and we beat old Team Big League, Dustin Brooks. So, I mean, really, I don't know what else we need to prove. It's certainly taking some time for Plummer to realize that we're really the best tag team in IWC.
And you definitely have an opportunity to prove that as well. Coming up, you have your shot. Although, yes, you won the number one contendership, so... In this case, is it confirmed that it's going to be at the next event, or was it something that Justin said that, hey, I said you would get a title shot, I just didn't say when?
No, it's locked and inked. We inked it.
You inked it. Perfect.
We inked it. It's happening at the Dragon.
Perfect. So we'll be there to cheer on Team Big League, just like everyone else shall. We will not have toilet paper to throw into the ring for 2 reasons. 1, you don't deserve it. And 2, it's fucking expensive.
That's a hot commodity, man.
It's fucking expensive. It's like, in some states, Jesus, it's currency. You take off 1, it's like the equivalent of $20. I mean, shit's expensive.
That's what morons get for throwing that shit at me fucking show after show after show.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
I mean, you should have just literally just threw it into a box and then, I don't know, just... Like, kind of hoarded it for people. Who said you didn't? Good point.
Some training that had collecting it out of the ring, it put it somewhere for me.
I mean, if you really want to get back at people, tell them that they got to throw Lysol at you. I mean, you could make a killing on that. Like, throw Lysol wipes, Lysol cleaner, Windex, all the shit you can barely find in the stores. You really want to insult Mandime and also Nystrom? Throw cleaning products at them. I think that would really get to them. No, don't do that. So, yeah, use it on yourself.
Are you trying to hurt them, dude?
No, I'm trying to make them rich. Shit, you can sell that shit on Amazon and on Marketplace, all these different places. There was somebody in our neighborhood that was he was getting shit on all over Facebook, though. He was selling on, like, the Marketplace. He had, like, just Lysol wipes. He was selling them for $25, like, for, like, one, like, canister of Lysol wipes. $25. And people were literally like, oh, next in line. Like, oh, if he's not interested, I'll take them. For $25 for something you could have bought for $3. Like, do what a normal person does. Steal it from work. Jesus. Like, what's wrong with people? But kind of going back to Facebook, obviously, whenever you post something or whenever you comment on something, even if you're not welcoming it, a lot of people like to kind of give their two cents, talk shit, bury you, say you're shit. I've also been a victim of it as well. And to be honest with you, Amanda, you threatened to take my kids. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still waiting for you to take them because they're fucking horrible. And I said you could have them. So I'm still waiting on you to come take them. But how do you kind of... I guess you could say, how do you find yourself in these types of predicaments? Do you just think people have nothing better to do, they don't see talent, or do you just kind of comment just to kind of stir the pot?
To be honest, I think I'm just on people's minds that often. Like, I think that people wake up in the morning and they think, like, I wonder what Mandive's doing today. I wonder if he's going to post on Facebook so I can call him a misery or something when, let's be honest, size only matters in the bedroom. You can ask a long list of women. I got the size. And they'll come at my hairline, which, I mean, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's bald. He seems to be doing just fine in life. So they talk this shit, but at the end of the day, they won't say nothing to my face because they're all pussies. It's what they are. I'm not hard to find after a show. If they want to find me in the parking lot, if they want to find Team Big League in the parking lot, you know, Nyström's got a size 14 suit.
I've got no problem meeting a couple people in the parking lot. Wouldn't be the first time for me, so you're all more than welcome to find us.
Well, you met us in the parking lot. You threatened, and I unfortunately was thrown into the mix with Johnny Patch at the Carriage Inn just a few months back.
I do remember that.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I was threatened, and I'll beat you and him up. You can get him, and I wasn't a part of the fight. I didn't want Team Big League. I've seen John McChesney fight. I've seen you guys fight. I don't want any part of it. So I wasn't welcoming it, but even if they're not asking for a fight in a parking lot, they have no problem throwing it down in a parking lot, even if you're not asking for it. So watch what you say. They're going to come meet you regardless. Even if you won't come meet them, they'll come meet you. So either way, we have IWC returning at the end of the month, but there are a couple more questions. Last week you were on a good friend's podcast, Dime, but we haven't had an opportunity to really talk with Nyström here. So, Nyström, we had a couple people kind of send in some questions. Whether you want to answer them, that's up to you. But some individuals just wanted to know a little bit more about yourself. So, if you don't mind, Man Dime, I just want to kind of turn the floor over to him really quick. So, first and foremost, how exactly did you get into the wrestling industry? Obviously, you came out of the Iron City Wrestling Academy. You're one of their top prospects, top star thrown into the mix. You were having matches with the likes of Dylan Bosick, among many other names, and you just kind of exploded from there, thrown into a tag team with Spencer Slade, and we know where that got you today. But how did this wrestling journey kind of start for you?
Oh, man, I probably first watched wrestling at maybe 4 or 5 years old. That's always been the goal. I got a little sidetracked with some other athletics. You know, I've always been pretty good at just about every sport that I play. So I had some opportunities for some collegiate athletics. And I kind of turned them down, and I went and sought out the Iron City Wrestling Academy, trained by the great Chris LaRusso. And that was always my number one goal. There was a little sidetrack here and there, but that was always what I was going to do.
Now, you mentioned how you had some opportunities collegiately. What did you find yourself playing in high school that got your eyes on colleges to reach out to you? Hey, come play this at our school. What were you excelling at?
I played just about every sport in high school. Probably one of the best athletes there, so they kind of named me for everything. But really excelled in football. Was my sport of choice, and that kind of got me a good amount of attention from colleges wanting me to come make their program something.
Well, what position did you play?
I was a bit of jack of all trades in football, man. I big time receiver, tight end, throw me in the backfield. I could throw the ball about 60 yards with pretty much ease, man. Like, that stuff always came real natural to me, so sort of whatever they needed, I was the guy.
Gotcha. So you just kind of said, you know what, this ain't for me. I've always wanted to be a wrestler. Watched it when I was 5 years old. Who kind of gravitated you towards it when you turned on that TV when you were 5 years old? What characters did you see that was like, you know what, I can... It was either I want to do that or, hey, I can do it better than that person.
Number one since I was a little kid was Chris Jericho, and he's probably still number one, man. That guy's done it all, and, he's somebody I saw and thought, you know what, maybe I could probably do that. Maybe I could probably do that a little better. Who knows, man? We'll see where it goes.
So Chris Jericho was kind of your number one person. Now, when you're not wrestling in IWC, are you following AEW and watching some IWC alumni at the same point, or are you more of a WWE kind of guy?
Right now, I'll watch AEW every once in a while. They got a good tag match, with FTR, the Butcher and Blade. I like what those guys do. I'm obviously a fan of Jericho and what his group's doing. But I'd say I kind of have my eye on a wide variety of what's going on in wrestling today. And obviously I spend a lot of my time watching some older stuff. Some Stunning Steve Austin is what I've been into lately. But I kind of try and get a wide variety of stuff to watch.
Have you kind of ventured into, you said Stunning Steve Austin, have you kind of ventured in the Hollywood Blondes with him and Pillman?
Yeah, certainly. Hollywood Blondes, when he was managed by Paul Lee and the Dangerous Alliance. I'm a big fan of Steve and WCW.
I was as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Kind of shitty what happened with him, but kind of bringing you back both into the fold here. So you kind of threw out a couple tag teams here, and obviously with wrestling opening back up, it does open up some brand new doors and opportunities. Some individuals have signed with major promotions. Some are still free agents kind of floating around. But what if you could, let's say that the booker shoes were put on yourselves and you had an opportunity to book your own match, who are some individuals, whether it be them, if they're in AEW, they're in WWE, NXT, Impact, New Japan, Ring of Honor, the list goes on and on. Who are some tag teams that you feel that if you had an opportunity, you would love to get in the ring with, or you'd love to shut up the critics to prove that you're better than them? Who are some names of some individuals that would be your dream booking, or even just a dream for you guys to shut up the masses?
I'd like to see what the North is all about. I've heard some decent things about those guys. The Ethan Page is bodying up, so I'd like to see what they're all about. FTR is a big one, but who knows? I don't know what their contract looks like, and if they'd ever be able to make it happen, but I'd love for that to happen one day. Just honestly, anybody who thinks they're the best, That's what me and Nystrom want. Anybody who has that confidence and makes them think they're the guys in tag team wrestling, we'll prove that that's not the case and that we're the guys, maybe even like the Jim Nasties.
Did you just throw out the Jim Nasty Boys?
I did.
I would love to see the Jim Nasty Boys in IWC. So and they've been bodying up too. Shout out to Timmy Lou Retton and White Mike. I mean, shit, they've really taken advantage of quarantine. So I'd love to see Jim Nasty Boys and IWC. So if Plumber's listening, either one of them, if you can get the Jim Nasty Boys and IWC, definitely do it. They're a hell of a time.
That would be entertaining as well.
Hell of partiers too. I'm still recovering from the party night we had with them. So and I'm my ribs are still hurting from laughing so hard too. So hell of talent and shit, extremely athletic for the way that they look too. Well, how they did look. You watch them walk out, you don't expect half the shit that they do in the ring. So if anyone hasn't checked them out, definitely do so. But let's get back on topic with who we're here with. So have a couple more questions for you. Want to get you guys off and into the gym. I know you got a big match to prepare for coming up, and hopefully at which point you'll kind of shut up the masses and prove once and for all either you are the best tag team or, you know what, we want another go at this. So last question I have obviously revolves around the event coming up. So you had mentioned how John McChesney, he's dealing with some things. He wouldn't come back until he gets a title shot. But other than the tag team titles, I'm sure you guys have your own aspirations yourselves. And one name that you guys have mentioned quite a bit being Johnny Patch. Would you say that once you capture or if you don't capture, whatever it may be, and I apologize for using that terminology, but would you say that your next goal would be to take that championship off of Johnny Patch?
You know, John's a 7-time Super Indy champion. Maybe he becomes an 8. I don't know. Maybe that 4th guy we've been talking about for a while, maybe he could have his eyes set on the Super Indy. All I know is me and Nystrom, and I think Nystrom can attest to this also, our focus right now is set on just taking tag team wrestling over and really just taking the tag titles off Staken Eggs, because let's be honest, they're a one-man show. They're not a tag team. Bulk Nasty does not like Xander Gabriel. They're nothing what tag team wrestling should be, and it's time we take those titles, and hell, maybe after we take those titles, Bulk can, he can come join the movement. Maybe he gets a big-ass blazer on himself, turns back to his real nasty ways, and I don't know, maybe he takes the Super Indy Championship off Johnny Patch.
Yeah, I've seen a few people wanting that Bulk versus Patch match. I'd grab a front row seat to see that, man.
I wouldn't, just because my car would be there, and Bulk knows what kind of car I drive, and I've had enough insurance claims the last few weeks that we're not going to run that risk. Dave, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear it. Last question. Obviously, let's say that you do win the tag team championships. The one question that's kind of been floating around, obviously, is the presence of this reset button. And in the past, you can laugh all you want, but he's been going after Johnny Patch. But at the same point, he could potentially turn that, whether it be Steak and Eggs, or they could turn it on yourselves. That reset button could either mean the culmination coming for you, or it could be going for Patch as well. Where, obviously, you don't know where it's going to go. So is that also in the back of your head as well? That, hey, after this match, we take out Steak and Eggs, culmination can push a button, and this match gets restarted. And it's us versus the culmination. We're at, whatever it may be, 94%. Whereas they're fresh and ready, haven't gone through a match at all yet.
Nice. You want to answer this one?
Yeah, man. honestly, I'm not afraid of a couple of little fake killers, whatever they pretend to be, man.
A couple of skater punks. I don't know. Didn't they used to, like, eat people or, like, cut people's heads off? What the fuck happened to that?
Yeah, man. I think back when Team Big League was around before, those guys don't even get in the business, so I don't know what they're doing here, but if they want to step in the ring with us, they're more than welcome to, man. We could all rack up a few title defenses real quick.
Yeah, I'll personally sit on the middle rope and fight them into the ring, because I know, you know, Atticus, I'm not afraid of him. I don't believe the hype. he can keep Terry and Ricky Shane Page as bads. But if he wants to take that reset button and even bring anywhere close to that tag title match, I invite him. I dare him.
Well, that's a challenge if I've ever heard one, and there's only one way that you're going to see it, and that's obviously at the end of the month at IWC at the Brownsville Drive-In. Tickets are available. You can check the link in our bio as well. If you haven't done so already, you can follow Team Big League, Elijah Dean, Mandime, and also Zach Nystrom all across social media. All of their tags are in all of our posts, all across our streaming platforms if you haven't done so yet. You can also find their tags in all of our posts all across social media as well. And you can find out where you can either go follow along to see where you can find them next, or you can just talk some shit. But obviously, you talk shit, you're going to get hit as well. So just a fair warning to all of you guys as well. But Team Big League, Nystrom, Dean, we truly appreciate you coming on tonight. Best of luck at the end of the month here with IWC, your opportunity for the IWC Tag Team Championships. And best of luck with whatever happens after the match concludes as well. So a lot of things happen at IWC Baseball. First and foremost, once again, we touched on it previously, but we have the new number one contenders for the IWC Tag Team Championships in Team Big League. So coming up in just a few short weeks, they have their opportunity at the IWC Tag Team Championships against Steak and Eggs. But Samson beats Jack Pollock, also Andrew Palace and Bill Collier, to earn himself an opportunity later in the evening against Jimmy Vegas. Jock Sampson goes on to face Jimmy Vegas, and there's a little bit of controversy surrounding the match. Obviously, Justin Plummer got involved, and the referee got involved. You've all seen the video all across social media, so I asked Dime and also Nystrom their thoughts on it. What was your takeaway? Was he screwed, or, hey, it's just the name of the game?
Name of the game, man.
All right. Well, if the ref doesn't ring the bell, it's all legal, I guess you can say. So hopefully, at the next event, Jock Sampson gets another shot at it. And in this case, a lot of questions revolving around the next event. First off, are we going to see RC defend the high-stakes championship? I'm still waiting for an RC return to singles action and see what kind of stipulations with this new character development. What exactly is he going to do? What kind of stipulations could it be? He is the champion. He gets to call the stakes. He gets to name the match. What is he going to do now? That's what I want to see. I want to see RC defend the high stakes championship at the next event. Also, with who? I don't know. Maybe Mambo Italiano. He deserves his shot. He's definitely earned his shot. He hasn't gotten his rematch as of yet. I'd love to see RC versus Mambo Italiano. Then we got the Super Indie Championship. I honestly think that at this event at Brownsville Drive-In, it should be every title defended. That's how I feel. Every title defended. Johnny Patch, defend your championship. Who should it be against? Here's an idea for you. You tag team with them previously. Maybe Spencer Slade. What do you think? I would love to see that match. Maybe it could be, John McChesney. I don't know. It could be a multitude of different people, but I think I would like to see Johnny Patch defend his championship. Maybe Jackson Argos thrown in there, too. Where has Jackson Argos been? He's been doing these awesome custom action figures online. Where's Jackson Argos been? I want him back in an IWC ring. So there it is. You know what? Eliminate everyone else I just said. I want Johnny Patch versus Jackson Argos. That's what I want. Book it today. Then, moving on from there. I know you're going to disagree with me with Jackson Argos. That's fine. But moving on from there. And then you got Jimmy Vegas, IWC heavyweight champion. I'm throwing it in there. I want to see Jock Sampson. So who knows? Because the card hasn't come out as of yet. And huge shout out to Breezy Genom as well from the Eccentric Podcast. See, I said it right that time. Sporting the new Dark Match Podcast Nitro DMP shirt.
Speaking of, where's our shirts, dude?
They're coming. So
we haven't gotten them yet?
No. They're coming.
So the people who put out the shirt don't even have their own shirts yet? WTF, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. So, what are you doing?
This is me tapping, waiting for you to give me a fucking answer.
Oh, I have no idea. I wish I had one. You should see the spikes on the screen for that. That looked really weird. I just want to loop cool. that for you. Yeah, I wish I knew. I wish I did. As soon as they do, I will let you know. But I wish I had an answer for it. But back to it. Once again, hell of a shirt. And I think he got a hoodie, too. But he was only sporting the shirt. I mean...
Well, yeah, I don't think he'd be sporting a hoodie in, like, 8 billion degree weather.
Very true. And it's supposed to be just as hot at the next IWC event, I can only assume. But, I mean, we sell kids shirts, too. You took your daughter with you. You could have threw a DMP shirt on her, too. So... Check it out at whatamaneuver.com, .net, that is. Don't go to whatamaneuver.com, but whatamaneuver.net to check out our selection. Grab yourself a Nitro DMP shirt. It is available now if you haven't gotten it as well. But kind of venturing into other topics that we've discussed. So a very unique match announced for NXT TakeOver 30. And I kind of called this many, many, many months ago. And that match that I'm referring to, that match I'm referring to, Pat McAfee versus Adam Cole.
Now, McAfee's going for the fucking win.
Yeah.
McAfee's going to put him down.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't see it happen. I see something special happening with that, but I don't see McAfee going over. Because they're trying to push Adam Cole as like this baby face right now throughout this entire situation. It's like they're portraying McAfee to be this bully. Like, and granted, they're kind of doing their own back and forth. But like, I'm as much as I love Pat McAfee, I listen to his show. I've been a huge fan of Pat McAfee with his stand-up. Even when he was in the NFL, was a huge fan of him. I'm just not behind this match. I think the build-up is just... It's overplayed. And I just can't get behind it. Whereas I thought I'd be, like, excited for it. No. Like, it just kind of has me like, eh. Like, mentality. And I'm almost certain that it's going to be the main event, too. It's going to be the top match of the event. And it's going to be some type of street fight. Or they're going to make it unsanctioned because, oh, well, he's not a wrestler. Technically a fight. I can't be held responsible for what I do to him. Okay,
it's dude. Unsafe. But did you watch like the Bleacher Report wrestling Instagram? Dude, he can flip and do some shit.
McAfee?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Can he wrestle?
He ain't just a punter.
I've seen him in one wrestling match, and it was specifically he was told before the wrestling match, do not get into the ring. And he got into the ring. And it was like a week before the draft, too, or something like that, if memory serves me correctly. But, like, his agent, like, specifically told him, like, don't get into the ring. And he ended up getting in the ring anyway. Like, he's gotten involved at a couple, like, NXT shows and things like that. And go figure, they were against Adam Cole. So, who knows how long they've truly been building towards this. I just can't get behind it. It's very hard to believe. Just because he's a comedian. He's funny. And now all of a sudden he's serious. Like he just wants to kick this guy's ass. Like, are you... I even with Triple H on the Pat McAfee show last week, I could see right through it. Like, I'm just not buying it. And granted, yes, I know. It's staged. Okay. But even if it is staged, sometimes I can get behind it. I can buy in with this. No, I can't. I'm not sold on it. I'm not invested in it. I have no interest in it. What's your takeaway from it?
I'd like to see what McAfee can do, dude. What else are you gonna do besides everything else that's not working?
Nah, I agree in that regard. I mean, I gotta.
I think this is also. It's like they're probably friendly enough where they're like, you know what? Let's just do something, have some fucking fun. Because obviously, like I said, nothing's working. And I think you're kind of at a point where you don't know what to do with Adam Cole and or the Undisputed Era.
I agree. It's just...
I think you're kind of at a point where it's you gotta do something.
Yeah.
It's either you gotta move them up or you gotta do something silly like this. Or yeah, you're probably right that there's no way McAfee goes over. But then... what does that really also gain Adam Cole?
Exactly. And especially if you bring him up to the main roster after this, going up to the main roster after a loss to Pat McAfee, what does that do for Adam Cole? Even if you keep Adam Cole in NXT, what does it do for Adam Cole? Okay, you lost to a radio personality. That, okay, what does that do for you? It doesn't do anything. So that's why I don't see McAfee going over. But, I mean, I digress. I mean, we can talk about everything that's going on in the wrestling world. Shows are picking back up, thank God. AIW decided, you know what? Ohio governor that just tested positive for COVID but then tested negative 4 hours later. You know what? You're not going to have... Wait, what?
So, well, yeah, because they've proven the rapid test isn't as accurate as they all believe. But
God, no, it's not. But what did they do? They decided, you know what? You can't let us run shows in Ohio. We're going to take our show to Indiana. So, I mean, these surrounding states, you got individuals that are going to. Shows are picking back up. You got IWC, you got AIW. I will literally go wherever shows are available, but that's going to do it for this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't done so already, so that way you get notified whenever new episodes drop, and obviously we're going to have a lot more episodes coming up, even some bonus content coming up as well. Be sure to follow us all across social media if you haven't done so already, but be sure to follow our guests as well. You can find Elijah Dean and also Zach Nystrom all across social media. They're tagged in all of our posts. If you haven't started following them yet, do so now. But that's going to do it for this week's episode. Don't forget to head on over to whatamaneuver.net. Pick up yourself a Nitro DMP shirt now, and you can wear it to all events that you go to, wherever you're heading out to. It's a perfect shirt for every occasion. But that's going to do it for us. Once again, have a great weekend.